Chairman Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Are we welcome back? No, it's good morning. Good morning. Wow. All right. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen and watch. And I thank you for listening and watching here. We greatly, 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 greatly appreciate you being with us. All right. Let's see. So, first of all, share, please. Share the program with your friends, would you? Let them know that we are up and running and operating. I know there's been days when I'll talk about it towards the end of the program. But there is a massive spiritual war going on, and I actually had somebody on the Truth Network that said, "Oh, you're going to talk about Christian persecution? What are you going to talk about that for?" Oh, I don't know, because the First Amendment's very first clause has to do with freedom of religion, and our founders considered the fact that we were a Christian nation to be a pretty important part of what held the whole ship together. But, minor stuff. All right, let's see. Second hour, Dr. David Wormser is with us. There's a lot going on in Israel. Why is Israel the tip of the spear right now? Why is there so much focus by the radical left on what Bibi's new conservative group is doing over there? Is it possible that it's because for the first time in over 2,000 years, you have a truly religious, God-centered, God-focused leadership rising up and taking over Israel? What might be the implications of that to the dark side? All right, so we'll get into that with Dr. Wormser coming up in hour number two. But joining me now is my Washington insider. No, he is kind of. He's my policy influencer. He's the white knight. I think that's a good thing. Well, it should be a good thing. It used to be a good thing. Now they say, the other side flips everything. What's a woman anyway? I welcome from Americans for Limited Government, the president and head honcho, and my dear friend, Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
My pleasure. It's a white knight's great unless you're a fan of Monty Python, and then you much prefer to be the Black Knight.
Oh man, do I remember that film? That was a classic. Classic. All right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. No, it was. It absolutely was. All right. I saw that in the theater as a kid. Actually went to the movies and saw that in the theater. Funny quick aside. So I'm sitting in the second row, me and my buddies, and one of our buddies is down below. And there was a scene where there's the killer rabbit, and that little rabbit is just like killing. I mean, he's like, it was pretty grotesque, but he's, killing people, right? So right at the height of that scene, I thought it would be really funny if I reached forward and grabbed my friend's neck. Yeah, that was probably not a popular moment.
Popcorn flew everywhere.
He was a bit furious. It was quite disruptive. Anyway, all right. Enough with Monty Python. Although we seem to be living in Monty Python's zone.
Oh, no, as kids those days, they were those kids those days. You just couldn't control them.
You know what? But back in those days, man, we actually had decent, innocent, you know, just fun, right? We just had, you know,
The sad thing is, it's a different world, and parents don't feel it's safe to let their kids go outside and play. And we were basically free range kids, you know, you come back in when the lights go on, you know, the street lights go on.
Yeah.
And parents can't do that today. And I don't know if it's because the situation's worse or people become more aware of it, but the fact of the matter is, it's just a different upbringing, and it creates different life circumstances and different expectations. So,
So a couple of things. But just quick update, India. We had another incredible service on Thursday. You can watch these services, by the way, live here at Chosen Generation Radio. You can check it out. We would be happy to have you join us right here on ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So it is Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern. Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern. And so here's the cool deal. We had more than 100 people that came. Which is awesome. We had 67 people that accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We had 33 people that received an instant healing. One sister was suffering from pain in her left side of her head, ear, jaw, and neck. She was healed while you were praying. One had had stones, and while she was sitting in the meeting, she was healed from the pain, and the stones disappeared. God told me, and this is interesting too. I don't know if you saw this. There was an article on CBN that I saw over the weekend. Max Lucado did an interview not too long ago, that he was basically, he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now he comes out of a church where they don't, you know, do all that. But he said he had begun a journey of really asking God and seeking God and pressing into the Holy Spirit and looking at some of what Scripture has to say about that. And he got touched and began praying in tongues.
Wow.
He began praying in a heavenly language. And he talks about it on CBN. At any rate, Thursday, if you watch the program, after I had the people pray to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Holy Spirit told me to pray that they would be, and I use the term, baptized in the Holy Spirit, that they would be, the Holy Spirit would come down and touch them. And Rick, right after I prayed that, all of a sudden, most everybody there began praying in the Spirit.
Wow.
It was awesome, brother. It was awesome. And Pastor Samuel told me, he said, the whole atmosphere changed and everybody felt it. There was this peace and calm and warmth and just, it changed the atmosphere. Radically changed the atmosphere. Also, there was another man, the fire of the Holy Spirit. One man was getting evil spirit attacks. The power of God touched him. He fell down. After a few minutes, he got up, and he was completely delivered.
Wow.
So, yeah, we are set this coming.
So every Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern, next service. And,
yes.
And people can tune in and see for themselves.
Watch it here on ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And look, we do it live. And if you're in the audience, when I'm praying for the people in India, but I'm praying for you. So tell your friends and join us and let God move in your life. We're going to be doing our pastor's meeting this coming Saturday. We're expecting about 80 of our pastors. If you'd like to help support their work for just $30. You can feed a pastor's family for the entire month and take the stress of, you know, wonder of him tucking his kids in and them going to bed starving versus going to bed with full bellies. It's right. I mean, think about that.
Well, and people have to just remember that when you're reaching to the poorest of the poor, there's, you know, they give 10%, but 10% of nothing is nothing.
Yeah.
It's a, and so it's a, you know, so what you're looking at is those ministries, those pastors who devote themselves full time to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ are dependent upon people around the world to say, to embrace them and to help them do their ministry. And so it's a really inexpensive cost to reach a lot of people and allow these pastors to be able to do the work they're called to do.
And they're, you know, a lot of times you hear the conversations about, well, you know, what about the indigenous people, so to speak? That's who these are. These are people who are connected to the people that they are ministering to directly. This entire ministry in India is being performed by people who are indigenous, people who live there, who have grown up there, who are a part of they're Indian people. And I think that's really important, because what we've done is we've empowered them to be fishermen. And the pastors are fishing for souls, and we can help them. And then a week from at the end of the month, we'll be graduating our sewing school. We've got 20 widows that will be given brand new sewing machines, so they will no longer be the prey of sexual predators, but they can work from their homes, take on projects, and feed themselves and their children with the skill set that they've learned from our sewing school. With the certifications, we give them a certificate validating that they have the credential, if you will, and then they can get contracts, and they are able to have an actual business that they are able to run and feed themselves and their kids. It's really an amazing thing.
No, that's empowering people to be self-sufficient rather than dependent is really incredibly important. And once again, that's a sustaining ministry. And when you think about it, you build the capacity to make money for people. Then they have the capacity to sustain their own ministries. And so it all comes back to being used for the service of Jesus Christ. So doing service, like teaching people how to sew and teaching people life skills and the like, is ends up being rewarded in terms of monies flowing back to build the ministry in India from people in India. So it's kind of a big circle for Jesus Christ. So it's so you do good and you build the kingdom.
Amen. And I'm just showing you guys some of the pictures from the outreaches that we do. If you're watching us right now, you can see, you know, and we want you to know, I mean, and this is what they do. They project my image up on the screen, and then there's usually it's Pastor Samuel. This is Pastor William here in the picture, but he translates into Punjabi. And then you can see the rooms full of people that we are reaching with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's very real and it's very powerful, and we're grateful to do it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, QAnon Shaman is in the news. We'll talk about that. And QAnon is back in the I think it's back on the venue. Everybody's kind of wondering what is really happening in the QAnon world. There's a lot of buzz about military tribunals and a lot of different things. But one of the things to talk about, to Rick about is where is Joe Biden, and does he is he in the White House? And we'll talk to you about a set that has been created that was built specifically for Joe Biden so they can help him wander his way through these conversations. Anyway, we'll talk about all that coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio. Also, the banking situation. We want to get into that for a minute and talk to you about that and what's going on. Signature Bank is the second one now. So you had SVB, but a lot of people aren't talking about that Signature Bank has now also apparently gone into receivership. So we'll talk about all that coming up.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Rick Manning, as he is each and every Monday morning. And so here's an article. This one is on Human Events, and they're a pretty reliable. I've had interaction with Human Events before as a news aggregator.
Jack Posobiec's involved. I know the guy who owns it, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, so
he's reliable.
So the title of the article is China Links Sequoia Capital and Romney's Bane Among Lincoln Project Donors. So they draw the line back to the influence or to the CCP and its relationship to Sequoia Capital. Here's where this is coming from. Let me fill you in, my dear audience. So from a reliable source, Peter Thiel decided to pull his dollars out of SVB because he realized they were partners with Sequoia and were not who they portrayed themselves as. Now, obviously, there was, you know, potentially instability there, but you mentioned to me in the break, Rick, that him pulling out created a domino effect. But if in fact what Jack Posobiec and Human Events and that entity identified came to the attention of Peter Thiel, and we know that Sequoia Capital had a major stake in SVB, so therefore there's our connection. So Sequoia invested and owns Dominion. Now there's another article that I came across, this one through the Nexus news feed, which links Dominion, Sequoia, Smartmatic, and the CCP. And so, you know, you then have to again go back to the election issue, which I know you followed very closely, and certainly this is the Loy Brunson lawsuit, by the way, which is saying, hey, our intelligence people told you that they believe that a foreign national interfered in our 2020 elections and that they wanted more time to investigate that potential breach. And here we have the link up with all of these entities, and it all ties itself back to CCP. We had 3 minutes, right? 60 seconds.
Well, let's bring it full circle.
Go.
Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed last week. Peter Thiel, who has a big venture capital fund, made a decision to pull all of his assets out of Silicon Valley Bank. And let's just leave why. The general story is because they were in the midst of collapsing and they were getting a run on their bank, and he decided to protect his investors rather than leave his money there, which was a wise thing to do. So he pulls his money, which kind of cascaded into too many asked for withdrawals without enough money to give them the money. So something that you learn when you look at Silicon Valley Bank is that like 10 years ago, they were busy working with the CCP, with the Communist Party in China to invest into various assets in China. And so they were big venture capitalists in terms of building Chinese technology. If you put that into, you know, there are a lot of companies that lost their shirts with the Silicon Valley bank collapse. And a lot of startups, I don't know if Dominion is one or not, that was heavily invested, had a lot of money in the bank. But I do know this. We know that when there's smoke, there's fire. And we know that the one thing that you can't do, not even the Fox News lawsuit, the case between Dominion and Fox News. Fox News isn't doing the one thing that they should be doing. And the only reason they must be throwing the case, because they should just say to Dominion, well, prove that we're wrong.
Right.
Prove that what we said was false.
Right.
And they could do that. On deposition, they could say, prove that we're false. I want to look at your records. You're making allegations. We maligned you, that we slandered you. Well, my statement has to be false. Prove it. So you show me your work. Show me all this. And the fact that Fox hasn't done that the fact that that hasn't been really put center stage in terms of what's being demanded of Dominion tells me that the case is being thrown, and they're throwing some of their anchors under the bus because they want to get rid of them, truthfully. So it's a
they did the Fox Nation spinoff was an attempt to try to regain market share that they were massively losing due to mass exits to entities like OANN and Newsmax and even the Steve Bannon's network, which is not his network, but it basically is.
And there's startups like the one you're with, and so you sit there and you go, these are all part of the game. Mm-hmm. But I think it's
TECN-TV.
Right, today you're going to hear about Joe Biden having a bailout plan to try to make all the Silicon Valley people whole. Before the Congress bails out SVP, we better make certain we're not bailing out the Chinese.
Yep.
We better make certain who we're bailing out here.
Yep.
But you've got a lot of venture capital firms, a lot of firms that are startups in the IT world have their money there. And without the money, they can't make payrolls. Mm-hmm. And their money's tied up they're basically, they might be stock rich, but they're cash poor. Cash poor, you can't make payrolls. If you can't make payrolls, guess what? People don't work for you anymore.
Well,
so it's a...
But can I also... Let me throw into what you just said. I didn't mean to be interrupting, but, the idea, and I know you've got to run here in a second, but the idea, the cash poor part, I think, is purposeful. And when you look at the Agenda 2030, right, and what they want to do with that, the idea, they don't want us in a cash system. They want to dry up the cash system. They want to pull dollars out of our economy so they can make everything electric and digital. So that they can use your face, they can use your voice, they can digitally control everything that you do.
But when I say cash poor, I mean
no, I understand.
There's not enough assets there to be able to meet the demands for the assets. So if I'm trying to make my payroll is $30,000. I don't have $30,000 to pay my people because my money is gone. So that's the challenge. Remember, the FDIC only insures up to $250,000 for an account.
Right.
And we're talking about a lot of companies, a lot of people with millions upon millions of dollars in those accounts. That basically are gone with the wind.
Well, but where I'm going with that, Rick, is that it's purposeful, okay?
Agree.
Because what you're doing is you're changing fiats.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. It's just slightly different. I would leave on this. I think it's interesting that we now live in a world where the Chinese are able to use soft power to bring Saudi Arabia and Iran together, essentially isolating Israel and breaking the backbone of the Abraham Accords in many respects, isolating the states that are friendly with Israel, decided to go with Israel. So they were able to do that under a Biden governorship. We see threats all over the world. But we see an ascendant China in terms of world power. And at the same time, a bank that's affiliated with China that also kind of dramatically harms our Silicon Valley sector, our IT sector, goes under. I don't think it's beyond the pale to ask the question of whether or not we have an assault on our banking system right now by the Communist Chinese Party. Mm-hmm. And that's going along with the assault on our power all over the world. Mm-hmm. The thing we have that we've been able to project a lot of our soft power by being able to give money. But if we're in a financial crisis domestically, we can't give money. And the thing that got us out of the financial crisis was other people bought our treasury bills around the world. Our Federal Reserve was able to basically keep our dollar afloat. Mm-hmm. This is a direct attack. You look at it in connection with the Saudi Arabia thing and what that means is America is the world reserve currency.
Right.
And then you look at an attack on the banking system, a potential banking collapse, system collapse. And it gets you into a situation where China's pulling a lot of strings, whether this is serendipitous for them or it's a string they pulled. The fact is, it certainly plays into China's advantage. And in the world, America looks even more weakened by if we have the, you know, we start having banks failing.
So, well, the other side of this real quick, too, is people don't also understand the tenuous situation that China's in. China's economy is failing. China's making this move to try to switch things around and devalue the dollar because Xi's economy, just like Putin's economy, both of those nations economically are collapsing on the inside. They're hemorrhaging.
And truthfully, that's dangerous because it makes them desperate. And desperate people do desperate things. And a war that if you just projected it out because America's unwillingness to confront it and fight it, a war that we were going to lose in 5 to 10 years, they may have to accelerate the timetable because they're losing their internal war faster. So it just makes the world a much more dangerous place.
Well, but that, and that's the reason why I am pushing back so hard on the whole Russian disinformation. I know it's Russia because this is what they do. They know, Rick, that a united America standing against this evil cannot be defeated. We can't be defeated, period. So they have got to get us divided, and they got to get us divided on both sides, not just left and right, but right and right. They've got to get us all in different camps arguing with one another. So, because that's the only way, and again, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Greg, one of the challenges with that is when you have a government that's engaged in the activities that our federal government is
agreeing,
it's really, really hard to rally around the flag.
And here's what we got to do. This is why, by the way, Ann Vandersteel was on, and where do I have that note? Ann's fantastic. They're having a conference in Dallas in May, a 1776 conference about the American nationalist movement, which basically is you taking and learning how to get back to being an American national, and you know this is how we will ultimately restore our republic, quite frankly.
Well, that's with that as a positive note.
Yes,
you're going to have a great show, and we'll talk on Wednesday.
You got it, brother. Thanks. Talk to you then. All right, break time. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today. today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me clean up the screen here for a second. Okay, so the event I was talking about is the 1776 Live, and you can look into that. It's at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Grapevine, so you can take a look at that. And Vandersteel talked about that. She's going to be one of the people presenting at that event. State National Community, you can find that at statenational.us, statenational.us. Let's go back into this CCP issue and connecting some of the dots. So this comes from the Nexus news feed, the link between Dominion, Sequoia, Smartmatic, and the CCP. In 2020, the U.S. presidential election, with public opinion on Election Day, November 3rd, overwhelmingly in favor of President Trump. The preliminary results from the mainstream media on the morning of November 4th showed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden winning the presidential contest over President Trump. While Biden's team was celebrating, evidence of ballot fraud was emerging. The Dominion voting system, ballot counting system used in 28 states during the election, contained Chinese-made hardware components as well as a Smartmatic ballot software. Voter data was illegally transmitted to foreign countries, and this led to seizure of a server by the U.S. military at the offices of Seidel in Frankfurt, Germany. Public discontent reached a climax and finally erupted on November 14th in Washington, D.C., when the Washington, D.C. Voters Association held a rally. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in front of the U.S. Supreme Court to demand electoral transparency and to support Trump's re-election. The use of high-tech voting systems to process voting results in the U.S. is not new. The DVS machines use software from Smartmatic, which describes itself as a global leader in secure, accessible, transparent election technology. Once one of the top-ranked voting systems in the U.S., Smartmatic has a complex background and continues to generate controversy. In the 2020 U.S. election, it has been exposed as a real threat to U.S. national security. Founded in Venezuela in 1997 by a team of three engineers, Antonio Majuca, Alfredo Jose Anzola, and Roger Pinate, Smartmatic specializes in the design and end-to-end deployment of technology solutions for specific applications. The company's niches are electronic voting systems, smart city solutions, including public safety and public transportation, identity management systems for civil registration, and authentication products for government applications. I'm going to, let me see here. Do that. Is it going to let me? Nope, today it's decided that that camera is not going to work. Okay, well, that's interesting. So I'm going to bring this over here. In April 2003, in Caracas, Venezuela, Smartmatic officially unveiled its prototype for election automation. The testing of the prototype covered all details of the process necessary for any type of election. During the test, emphasis was placed on the system's encryption capabilities. So the voting system was developed by an entirely in-house Smartmatic, including the integration of hardware and software. So where did the financing and R&D knowledge come from? And we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Show Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My goodness. So it appears that there is a demonic entity. Let's see. What do we want to do? Sever. No. Okay. Let me try this one. Oops. Sorry, folks. Bear with me a second here. This is... There we go. All right. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, I dismantle all altars that have been set up against me for this day and against Chosen Generation Radio, Faith Harvest Church, DBA Family Christian Center, against all the equipment in this office, against our audience that is watching today, against all ministry attached to Faith Harvest Church, including our ministry in India and all of our pastors there. Everything that I'm talking about, I dismantle the altars established in darkness that have been created. I break their scrolls right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Over all of those things that I just discussed, I break every scroll that was written and has things written upon it that are coming against us and are being used against us or were being used against us at those altars. And I sever in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ. I sever the silver cords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. And let my personal warfare prayers be in full effect regarding both spiritual and human entities. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the came in flesh, I pray and I ask this be applied for all time, space, and dimensions from the second top of the second heaven all the way down to the third heaven, to the core of the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, angels, for performing these wonderful works. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the authority to do so. Your power working in me and in us. All right. So, going through some of this stuff. So Neil Shen, let's talk about the connection. It's worth taking a closer look at the Sequoia group of companies, Sequoia Capital, Sequoia Capital China, and their particular founder, Neil Shen. What is the connection to the Chinese Communist Party? Mr. Guo Wengui made comments about Sequoia and Neil Nanping Shen. Neil Shen is the major partner of Sequoia Capital, and the Shen family is one of the most powerful in the United States. 9 out of 11 families are his partners, and now it is about the White House. I can't say his name anymore. Thomas, the boss of Silicon Valley, Eric Smith, the former CEO of Google, and Zuckerberg, the former CEO of Facebook, were all speechless when they met Neil Shen, including Hong Kong Superman and Rachel Lee, because Shen is the real godfather of the internet. He's an entrepreneur and investor based in the province of Zhejiang, China. In 1985, Neil Shen attended Shanghai Jiaotong University in the first class of its newly established program, which waived selected students from examination requirements. In 1989, he graduated, traveled to the United States, majored in mathematics at Columbia University, later was accepted at Yale, received a master's degree from Yale. He then went to Citibank in 1992, returned to China, joining Lehman Brothers in 1994, where he handled investment banking projects in China. From 96 to 99, he served as a director of Deutsche Bank in Hong Kong. In 2005, he established Sequoia Capital China, an affiliate of the U.S. firm, with the support of Sequoia Capital's Michael Moritz and Douglas Leone. This is so important for us to get these connections and understand what they're doing to us. And I'm going to try. I'll get this this Nexus news feed up at my blog section so you can read the article yourself. Another article you might want to check out is on human events. China links Sequoia Capital and Romney's Bane among Lincoln Project donors. Also, the puppet company of Chinese Communist Party has covertly installed. This is about TikTok. You should be aware of that as well. All of this is critical and important information. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the... drinks out of the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. Left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Courage will come.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.